This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome back, everybody, to USA Prepares. Rich Sheepman broadcasting live from Montana. This is hour number two. I can see what I'm going to have to do is try to limit my analysis comments because there's so much information that we all need to know. And too much of this information is going to get dismissed. And what I'm trying to do is piss you off. I'm trying to get everybody activated. I'm trying to have everyone be an American and participate. So let's see where your money's going right now. And I have different categories. I'm going to try to meld as much together as I possibly can because of time. So here we go. The average U.S. household is spending over $1,000 more per month just to buy the same goods and services it did 3 years ago. Let's decode that. What happened over 3 years ago? That's right. The installed Biden regime. And when I say that, it's because I've given thousands of pieces of facts, evidence, and proof that shows that Donald Trump won the election, by far. But see, we're in a Stalin, Lenin, Hitler, Nazi-type scenario where you're not allowed to tell the truth anymore, and you get persecuted for it. And it's not just food. It's the appliances that cook the food, too. Because I'm reading articles where large appliances are dying sooner. And if Vince was on board, he would be probably giving dozens of examples. We have called this, Vince and I, forced obsolescence. So for those of you, no, they don't do that against the American people. No, they aren't going to give all this money to illegal immigrants and take it from us. Oh, no, they're not going to give us a bioweapon to kill us off. No, all this stuff, a lot of people can't handle the truth. A lot of people can't admit they were wrong. And that goes back to what I've said many times. Ego, pride, and saving face needs to take a back seat to facts and reality, people. Or else we're going to lose our country. It's just that simple. And that's why I always tell people, don't believe a word we say. Say we're making it up. I don't care. But if you did your own reading and research and verified this on the alternative media, you would be able to get confirmation from everything that we say. Biden to force another $1.2 billion in student loans to forgive, pardon me, another $1.2 billion in student loans. So in November, several months ago, it was costing each American $1,800. Remember how we talk about the cost shifting and all this stuff? That's what happens, folks. When an illegal immigrant even gets into a car wreck, you think they have insurance on their vehicle? No. You have to pay for it, even if it was their fault. Cost-shifting, people. Next, the Supreme Court blocked it, but that doesn't stop me. That's a quote from Joe Biden as he declares canceling student loan debt. This is called buying votes. This is called illegal. This is called a dictatorship when you don't even listen to the Supreme Court. See, when you corrupt your profession, meaning lawyers, I'm not just talking Fannie Willis, this because I've mentioned a few articles about her. I'm talking in general, and there's some exceptions. I'm talking lawyers, I'm talking judges, I'm talking politicians, bankers, big tech, big pharma. There's a very long list. When you corrupted your profession and you no longer represent the people, and you know, all you tell them is propaganda, lies, gaslighting, and support hoaxes and facts and sell narratives, how do you expect anyone to believe you? Even Joe Biden doesn't even follow the law. Not even close. Do you know how much lawlessness and treason we've given from this regime? And none of it is my opinion or Vince's opinion or the staff's opinion. It's all proven in the public domain. Okay, moving on. Newsom says GOP wants national abortion ban and its war on women. Oh, yeah. Where women are being totally destroyed, the records being broken in sports, rapes are through the roof, especially in blue Democrat areas, and they're saying where the GOP is having a war on women. See, this is why the powers that be call people useful idiots. Next, Sweden has created a preparedness manual for the crap hitting the fan in English. And it says if war or some type of crisis comes, and you know the government, they don't want to let a crisis go to waste. This is not just an American Democrat motto. This is a treasonous, globalist, World Economic Forum motto. But anyway, if war or crisis comes, the government's saying they're going to take your property. It's called a beta test, people. You better wake up. The government is using high prescription medication prices as an excuse to seize patents and private property. Are you seeing a trend here, people? Now Americans are... The mainstream media, especially the Wall Street Journal, which is specifically from this article, and I've read it in other media fronts because this isn't the first time I'm mentioning this, they're saying that you as Americans need to skip meals and deal with food inflation as America collapses into a lawless third world dumpster fire. Those words were very accurate for a change. USAID offers $1.5 million to study gender and climate change in Pakistan. Is your face getting red yet? Is steam coming out of your ears yet? Everything that's happening, you're paying for. The collapse of America and the dollar is planned, people. Planned. And they do it by putting people who didn't earn their job. People who you have this big database of, remember, with my high jump analogy, you have a ratio of 495 people to 5 to put in place who didn't earn their job, who's willing to sell out their own country for their own personal gain. Get it? Next, Massachusetts' booming real estate market is fueled by generous unemployment benefits reaching $48,000 annually. Now, I don't know any Social Security recipient who paid into the system, by the way, who makes $48,000 a year. But I know a lot of government workers who make well beyond that in their retirement benefit pension system. Next. There's two different articles and interviews here. I'm going to shortcut it here. Basically, James O'Keefe went undercover as usual, and he was talking to an IRS official, and they say, basically, they just openly say they have no problem going after the little people and putting people in prison and destroying their lives. And even the IRS official told James O'Keefe that the IRS uses AI to spy on Americans' bank accounts. Are you awake yet? Not woke. Are you awake yet? What I'm going to do here, folks, because of time, I'm going to rattle off information about illegal immigration, all published in the public domain. Here we go. And I'm going to try not to comment and try not to throw up, try not to choke on your coffee. But this should get you awake. China has deliberately allowed the export of deadly devices that turn handguns into machine pistols as it seeks to destabilize the U.S. from within. This is Denver, people. City of Denver basically is cutting employee hours to zero in order to keep paying services for illegal border crossers. I am not deviating from the bullet points here, folks. Denver police has arrested over 50 Al-Qaeda members in just the last 2 months. I'm just going to keep rattling here, folks. 50 lawmakers demand A.G. Garland explain CCP-linked marijuana farms. People, this is a plan, a design plan to weaken us in every way. So, on top of it, you got Bates and Gazos in China buying up all of our farmland. You think you're going to have enough food, especially with tens of millions of illegals coming here, being armed? Come on, people. Wake up. Illegal border crossings are also surging at the northern border as well. U.S. and U.N. are funding illegal migrant invasion of Americas using cash in envelopes. How many articles have we given over the months and years of illegal immigrants getting between cash or debit cards, everything from $1,000 to $10,000 a month? Massachusetts hotels are mostly closed to the public because they're housing illegal immigrants. Boston mayor evicts shelter residents to replace them with migrants. You can't make this stuff up. Migrant crime wave sweeping sanctuary cities. In other words, blue Democrat cities. Skyrocketing arrests pose unprecedented strain on resources in the U.S. Of course, because most of these people are let go or have a dollar bail or something like that. I've read the articles. U.S. unveils Courage to Serve Act. The bill expedites a migrant's path to citizenship through military service. How many articles have we given you, folks, that they're putting them in military, they're putting them as police officers, they drive the good people out, they put them in, and it's part of the takeover? Bolsheviks, mercenaries, I don't care what Gestapo, I don't care what SS, what word you want to use, the red coat, I don't care what analogy or label you want to use. Your country's about ready to go under. So are you going to tell your kids and grandkids that they have no future? You better wake up, you better speak up, and you better be an American to participate in what's going on. Man, I spent so much time on ideas and solutions. And the intellectual lazy, the ignorance, the apathy, and the indifference of our so-called powers that be and leaders are so evident. Next, bloodthirsty Venezuela gang now operating inside the U.S. Next, New York City homeless population surges 53% because of illegal immigrants. We'll be right back after this break, folks, and I'm going to continue because you
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Rapid fire shortcut here. You need to hear this. The Department of Energy to push forward $1.2 billion Biden plan to expand federal college prep aid to illegal immigrants. Guess who's paying for all this? All of it. All of it. Look in the mirror and you'll find the answer. New York City launches $53 million program to hand out prepaid cash cards to illegal aliens. Next. Chinese illegals are using TikTok instructions on where to come across the U.S. border. That's not new. Waste of the day. Over $1 billion in weapons missing in Ukraine. How many articles have we given and have all you read about those, a lot of, from weapons to cash being laundered and showing up on the Mexican border? Wake up, people. You can't see what's happening. And you're dead. New York installed Governor Hochul is fast-tracking proposal that would allow illegal immigrants to be taking American jobs. U.S. federal government has entirely abandoned its duty to defend the states against invasion. 100%. Look, for those of you in the federal government, I don't care if you're Border Patrol or a janitor. It doesn't matter. If you think you're going to get your pension in the near future, you're crazy. It's not going to happen for a lot of reasons. Next. Under Joe Biden, the number of illegals who have entered the U.S. is greater than the population of 36 states. 36 states. Illegal alien accused of causing officer's death filed civil rights lawsuit because he claimed he had limited English skills and that should make him disabled and unaccountable. You can't even make this stuff up at this point. Next, Biden's secret border deal with Mexico could leave the border open for years. Next, non-citizens are voting in Arizona federal elections and the Supreme Court refuses to stop it. Folks, I've mentioned a lot of names we all have on the alternative media. We've mentioned a lot of professions. But if you have to pick one profession who did nothing about election fraud, anything, and you have to put your finger on one profession who actually is destroying America in warp speed, that is the judges. I mean, you could throw, obviously, lawyers and politicians. They're all connected at the hip. But the judges have really corrupted their profession. You talk about not doing your job. When you get a paycheck from the government and you're not doing your job, what do people call that? They call it a welfare recipient. Texas AG Ken Paxton, who's one of the few good AGs in this country actually doing his job, he says that Joe Biden is clearly in partnership, and that was a quote, with human trafficking cartels. Venezuelan illegal brags about, milking the system, saying that everything is free here in America. I'm just liaison repeating the information, folks. None of it's made up. The liberals are saying that the term open border is a myth and being pushed by conservatives. I don't even like the word conservative. I'd rather be known as someone who's fighting for freedom, liberty, the rule of law, justice. But we don't have, but none of those words mean anything anymore, does it? Damning airport sign proves the Biden regime is letting illegal aliens fly without acceptable identification. See, people, that's not even a new article. We've given tons of those. It's not about you. The Democrat Party, who's the guy who basically admitted on the air, it's about illegal immigrants, not about the American people. They literally admit it. Georgia nursing student, Lakin Riley, murdered by illegal alien from Venezuela. How many murders and rapes are occurring in this country because people aren't doing their job? This is the common denominator, people. The standards and qualifications for every job is now
we're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
That's provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my new gummy feet for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
All right, people, I'm going to go into super shortcut mode because I'm not going to get to 35% of what I prepared for. And I apologize. There's just so much information that we all need to know, and I just can't get to it all. I cannot speak fast enough. Okay, so here we go. USDA colludes with the left-wing group to turn out voters under Biden order, documents reveal. Nevadans found out votes were counted in their names in an election that they never voted for. The Secretary of the State says it was just a glitch, and that's on Jesse Waters. Look, I could do the whole 2 hours on just new election fraud from the 2020 election. Do you know the Democrats have already said that they're not going to certify the election if Donald Trump wins? We are corrupt to the bone. Corrupt to the bone. Okay, here's this is for an article about Oregon, specifically Portland, and you're not going to be surprised by this. But basically, there's people who are squatting and they're exploiting the system and bragging about how they live rent-free in Oregon funded by the taxpayers. You got it. So basically, you got people going in, hijacking the houses, living rent-free for months. So if you have a second home, pretty much in Oregon, you better just prepare for it to be occupied by squatters. And they're still walking away with big, fat $10,000 checks, even months after getting caught. So basically, one of the main business models in Oregon is squatting. But that's not all, people, because Oregon fentanyl overdoses have increased by 1,530%, which is the largest spike in the nation. So poisoning your own people with drugs is also a business model in Oregon. And you want to know why there's such a mass exodus from the blue Democrat states to the red states? This is one out of 10 million examples. But it's not just blue states here, folks. I'm looking at an article and an interview of the Alabama prison system where inmates are getting their organs taken. Is the word harvested appropriate? And in 2023, they had the most deaths ever. So what's the business model of Alabama? Is it illegal organ harvesting? Or what's the business model of the Red Cross? Because they have confirmed to undercover journalists that the unvaccinated could unknowingly get blood from vaccinated donors. Do you think that's important news, folks? So vaccination status inquiry aims to screen out donors with vaccine side effects. So if you've taken, and I've listened to the video. It's an audio. The Red Cross is literally saying, if you've been vaccinated and your symptoms haven't started yet from the mRNA spike protein nanotechnology, you can still give blood. So, the Red Cross business model is infecting Americans with deadly mRNA spike proteins and nanotechnology. Does that sound like a headline to you? Here is basically, it's a post from a Colorado House Republican. I'm just going to quote. The post was attached to this quote. Democrats voted 100%. They did not want us to put these pedophiles in jail. Yes, you heard that correct. Colorado Representative Scott Bottoms confirmed that people are buying 1 to 5 year old children for sex. He says, quote, almost all the time they get off on probation after buying a child and raping a little child. And he talks about how discouraging his job is, blah, blah, blah. Can you believe this is America and I'm reading this? People, we've said the alternative media, when I say we, I mean the alternative media, not just USA Prepares. When you stop sticking up for a group because, oh, it's not affecting you. Oh, it's not about you. Oh, I'm going to get away with this if they keep the same rules, laws, and accountability that favors my victim group status or whatever. These are innocent children. when we don't stick up for all Americans, the number one group should be is that we are Americans. Can you believe this Democrat state? Thank God there's somebody like Scott Bottoms, who's a Republican patriot, saying these things. So now is the business model for Colorado pedophilia? Think about that. Think about what I just said. And think about, here's an article about Bill Gates, talking about money, power, influence, and so-called expertise and morality. Look, what? How many times have people been fooled when they hear the words, like the left? They don't do it anymore, I don't think. I haven't heard them do this. But they used to say, it's all about, morality or ethics or values or accountability or rule of law. No, it's not. No, it's not at all. Because it depends on who's saying it from what freaking group. So this article basically talks about Bill Gates and his background, where he started as a tech billionaire, and how he transitioned into education and all this benevolence and environmental policy and global health in recent years. But what got him there? Who's backing him? Is it his power, his influence, his money? Because the article says he has no expertise in all these endeavors. Do you consider Bill Gates to be a medical expert? He doesn't even have... See, this is why credentials, I forget about it. He has no credentials. And look at the people like the Faucis of the world who have credentials, who sell out. It all depends if you are a patriot for the sovereignty of your own country, rule of law, and humanity, or you're not. That's what it boils down to. Forget about credentials. Because why is Bill Gates in charge of public policy and health initiatives and vaccinations? Think about this, people. This is in writing. Speaking of pharmaceuticals, here's a new study that destroys SSRI antidepressant scam. That's what it's titled. I'm going to quote this to you. It's not coming from Rich's opinion. It's really important you understand this. My analysis and comments are made from the facts, evidence, and proof that I share with you. Quote, our comprehensive review of the major strands of research on serotonin shows there is no convincing evidence that depression is associated with or caused by lower serotonin concentrations or activity. How many people, millions of Americans, are on antidepressants? How many times have we given the side effect profile, the contraindications, and the adverse events, which everybody should be reading, that shows things like suicide and other very bad things? I'm going to switch to good for just two articles here. Wyoming is looking to eliminate property taxes in a blockbuster bill. Republican State Representative Steve Harshman is trying to pull it off in Wyoming. So here's somebody, Steve Harshman, who's actually doing his job and representing the people. Look, property taxes, if it's not eliminated, it should be eliminated for seniors. I cannot tell you here in Montana how many seniors I know. They got to literally choose between food, medicine, and property taxes and insurance. Or they've had to sell because they can't afford their property taxes. Or, you know what, if it's not elimination for seniors, make it about state loyalty. If you've been paying your property taxes, say, for 15, 20 years, whatever it is, in Montana, then you get exempt from property taxes for the rest of your life. We got to do something here, folks. I mean, there's a handful of people actually doing their job in this country. Just a handful. Here's another one of them. Utah's Sovereignty Act is now allowing the state to ignore overall unconstitutional federal actions. How many times have we told you that the powers that be in our country want to sign over all of our sovereignty to the World Health Organization? This is a great example. Utah shouldn't be the only one doing the Sovereignty Act. All 50 states should be doing it. But too many people are bought and paid for. In other words, too many people aren't doing their job. In other words, too many people are installed in their job based on their group because they didn't earn their job. So they're not contributing any, giving any value to the people. You get it? I am tired of connecting these dots. I'm out of breath connecting these dots. Next. Google's Gemini image generation AI bot halted after it refused to show white people. Next, Google AI says calling communism is evil, harmful, and misleading. Give me a minute to throw up in my mouth here. Next, white privilege is effing real. Google AI lead social media posts expose woke bigotry. People. How many times have we said AI is basically plausible deniability for the world's globalist elite? They plug into AI after pre-programming their scripted narratives and answers so they can say, oh, it wasn't me who did it. It was AI. We got to wake up to being victims, to pretend that the government's actually supposed to work for us. Next, doctors are baffled. Alarm over 200% explosion in young women and girls getting pancreatic cancer as top experts admit they are baffled by frightening rise of deadly disease. Baffled. Really. Do you know that this disease, pancreatic cancer, has just a 5% survival rate in 5 years? It's one of the most deadliest things anyone can get. Who wants to take a guess while everybody's immune system is going south? Or cardiovascular issues all over the board? Or neurological issues? Or blood clots? Do I really have to say it after 3 years of talking about the clot shot? That the mainstream media doesn't even talk about because they're not doing their job, because they sold out the American people. You get it? South Carolina voters unable to vote reportedly due to internet being out. Voters told to put ballots in another slot. You wonder how President Trump crushed Nikki Haley 61-39% despite the voter election fraud. Nikki Haley doesn't care about the people. She's getting represented by the global elites. We've given articles that she has the same donors as Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. She doesn't care about you. She's not a Republican. She's a sellout traitor. You get it? We'll be right back.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is going to be the last segment. As usual, it goes very quick. What I'm going to do is thank you for being here right now, and I'm going to take every second and go through the end of the broadcast. So here we go, folks. This is all useful information. Democrat who advocates gun control has spent thousands on private security. Private security who have guns to protect them. His name is Colin Allred. He's a Democrat challenging Ted Cruz for the Senate in 2024. People, the reason why I brought this article up is because of the fact that we need to have practice with your breach laws. I'm blue in the face talking about this. Our so-called leaders and lawmakers don't want that because they want to do whatever they want, but they don't want you to do everything else. You see how that works? Next, two Colorado representatives, and I kind of spoke about this a little bit. They're talking about Democrats that unanimously voted to indefinitely postpone a bill mandating sentencing minimums for child sex buyers. You can't discuss that enough. It is unbelievable. All right, here, folks, I'm ripping more out. Globalists, UK environmental lobbyist says having children is selfish and prevents a moral issue due to carbon footprint. Bear with me. I'm going to connect a few dots here. New study reveals the Democrat Party is the party of unmarried women. And when you really look at the biggest arm of the Democrat Party, that's exactly who it is, unmarried women. AOC, we all know who she is, right? She says the GOP is trying to control recreational sex. Look, we all know that the powers that be want depopulation. They've admitted it. But John Kerry said there's too many people, but is he going to kill his kids? No! in their speeches all over the place. Just like when I went over one of the agendas about sports. They're using sports for gun control. They're using sports to sell agendas. That's what they do. That's how they do it. But think about this, folks. And I've said this before. I've said it in the book. 20 million people have died already from the jab that they call a vaccination. And counting. Look at the morbidities. Look at the people who are sick. Ed Dowd. I mean, there's so much proof we've given. What if we, instead of these elites, what if they would have shown some humanity and said, okay, 8 million people is too much on the planet. Instead of genocide, eugenics, and murder, which is actually happening, or if you want to use the word democide, use it. We could have said, let's have voluntary birth control. You get your tubes tied, you get a vasectomy, you get $1 million. I don't know how many takers there would be, but I know there would be a lot. But what if you said, okay, $2 million, then $3 million? We could have reduced population with humanity. Now, the elite's business model is eugenics, genocide, murder, and consolidating power, money, and control for themselves. Think about that. Next, New York Times, even the New York Times is admitting this. The CIA built 12 secret bases in Ukraine to get Russia in a shadow war. Why is that? Because Russia kicked out the Rothschild, the banking system. They want to be independent. And you can see the BRICS nations doing that right now. They want to have World War III with Russia at all costs because the powers that be need to hide all the crimes that we've talked about. Next, Michigan State Board members warn state homeschool registration list is a precursor to unwarranted home entry. Michigan is literally, the state of Michigan is literally threatening homeschool families. Wow. Think about this, folks. Next, Mike Pence announces $20 million to fight GOP's turn to populism just months before the 2024 election. That's called a turncoat. The Pence name will be known as the Benedict Arnold name. I'm just going to rip them out here, folks. Censorship expert Mike Pence says 2020 election rigging for Biden was planned at least 7 months in advance. We are all corrupt. A black Harvard professor studies found no racial bias in police shootings. He wasn't allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say the truth, especially if you're black. You got to be on the plantation. The WHO pandemic treaty is normalizing bioweapon development and vaccine experiment and incentivizes nations to share gain of function. You can't make this stuff up. In Hawaii, the Maui victim families are offered $1.5 million compensation if they don't sue the state.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.